Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Never a great feeling to head into a show without a set lineup. I feel like Kevin Cash a little bit here. I'm going to go with analytics. I'll pull people, even if they're having a good show, even if it's a good guest. Right now, it's Ray Fittipaldo at 11, and then Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens, at noon. After that, the lineup's in flux right now. I've got some people potentially giving me the Belfont snorkel. I would include Ken Laird. No, I'm not going to include Jonathan Bomboli because I've switched on him. We have McGonagall's Crossing talking about Pitt, I think, at 11:40. It's a jumbled mess right now, but that makes it kind of exciting. Although it's not very exciting because Ron is not here again. However, Ron's going to call in at 1:45, and we're going to do our picks each week. I've been red hot on the picks. I think I'm +9 on Ron already this season. I'm seeing the keys. I don't know what to tell you about that. I'm just, every game I look at, I seem to win. We're going to talk a ton of Steelers-Ravens. Of course we are. But we're going to start with the Great Eight, and we're going to start in college football. You just heard Jim Colony, and a hearty happy birthday to him. 32. He turns 32 today, which is, well, it's meaningful to me. I've known him for a long time. So happy birthday, Jim. He just mentioned this story, and this is number 8. Trevor Lawrence has tested positive for COVID. Means he's going to miss the BC game. Don't know yet about the Notre Dame game, the giant Notre Dame game on November 7th. His 10-day window should be up, assuming he's not feeling symptoms. Last I saw, feeling mild symptoms. And you know what? This is just the way of it outside the bubble in sports. We nearly saw the World Series, which was sort of kind of in a bubble, come to a catastrophic ending with no Game 7. That could have happened based on everything we knew at the end of Game 6 with Justin Turner. I don't know what would have happened, but the way things are going, this can't be a surprise. Wisconsin just canceled the game. We've seen other cancellations. We had nearly, I think, 90,000 new cases yesterday in this country. I think that's the most of any day I saw since the pandemic reached our shore. So this is going to be the way of it. As for Clemson, they're probably going to keep winning, even against Notre Dame, because now they turn the offense over to another 5-star prospect. Of course they do. True freshman DJ Oyon-Galele, I think. I hope I pronounced that right. Oyon-Galele, I believe, is the name. So he chose Clemson, of course, over Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. I have a feeling he's probably pretty good. For all we know, he'll do everything Lawrence did and more. The kid will be unbelievable against Boston College and then beat Notre Dame. But the first order of business is hoping that Trevor Lawrence is okay. Number 7. Couple key injury stories with Steelers Ravens. Mike Hilton returned yesterday but was limited. And then Jimmy Smith missed practice, a really key player with an Achilles injury for the Ravens. So those are two guys in the secondary, two sort of extras that are really important. Guys you use all the time in sub packages. Jimmy Smith, I don't know who he would have been matched up against. Could be anybody. It could be Claypool. It could have been Juju, whatever. Deontay Johnson. I don't know what their plan was or is, but if he misses the game, it cuts into one of the Ravens' biggest strengths, which is secondary depth. And I think we've already seen to a certain degree, at least last week, missing, Mike Hilton is a big deal. I mentioned this stat a bunch of times. Since 2017, of all defensive backs in the NFL, the only guy with more combined tackles for loss and sacks than Mike Hilton is Jamal Adams. Think about that for a moment. And I'm not saying, you know, Mike Hilton is a combination of, you know, Jamal Adams and Ronnie Lott and Richard Sherman. What he is, though, is a guy who can change a game and who presents problems for the other team in a big way. So all eyes on those two situations today. Number six, Chicago White Sox hire 76-year-old celebration hater Tony La Russa to run one of the youngest, most diverse rosters in the league. This is insane. Not because he's 76. Listen, there's no age discrimination. I hope there won't be against me, like next week, because I'm getting there. If you can work, you can work to 100. You're qualified. Work. This is bringing in a guy. This is the owner superseding his GM. This is Jerry Reinsdorf trying to make up for his mistake of 34 years ago when he got rid of his buddy La Russa, who hasn't managed since 2011. The game's changed a bit since then. I think you know that. For one thing, every home run is celebrated like Mardi Gras, and La Russa is a known celebration hater. He ripped Fernando Tatis Jr. for that bat flip on the, for the 3-0 Grand Slam this year that he hit against the Rangers. La Russa said it's just not sportsmanlike. The way it was described to me was it's team against team. That's what our sport is, with these very talented individuals matching up. What it isn't, La Russa said, is an exhibition of your talents. I don't even know what that means. But good luck, because he's got a lot of guys on this team who celebrate. He's got a lot of guys on this team who demonstrate. And he's against that, too. He shredded Kaepernick, and he said if he ever saw somebody celebrating on his team, he said this in the past anyway, that he would put him in the clubhouse. Wouldn't have it. Now, no matter your opinion or my opinion on either one of those issues, celebrations or demonstrations, the issue here is this a good fit? You're talking about a team who had eight players and coaches, including superstar shortstop Tim Anderson, kneel during the national anthem before their opening day game against the Twins. Of course, now La Russa's on the record from yesterday as saying he's got no problem with that. He's got no problem with celebrating if he sees it sincere and directed toward the game. That's displaying the kind of emotion you want, La Russa said. So good luck on that one, Jerry Reinsdorf. I get this part of it. He's won, they haven't. But that was a long time ago. Things have changed. I don't see this ending well. Number five, Travis Roy, the Boston University hockey player who was paralyzed 11 seconds into his first college shift 25 years ago, died of complications from his paralysis yesterday. And this one just hit me. This is a story that affected me and so many other people from the second it happened a quarter century ago. And it really is, I think, one of the most heartbreaking and yet inspiring sports stories of all time. Almost immediately after his injury, Roy dedicated his life to helping other people, particularly athletes, with spinal cord injuries. He created the Travis Roy Foundation. He spoke about this in 2018, about running this foundation. He said, 20 years later, why am I doing this? I think it's partly because I need the hope to get up every morning selfishly. And for me, that hope is supported and becomes a little bit more tangible through the funding of research. So what a legacy he leaves, and so unfair and tragic what happened to him. Said he's been brokenhearted ever since the night of his injury, but he still loved to watch hockey. Amazing guy, amazing legacy. Number four, Seahawks saying they did their due diligence on Mr. Big Chest, but decided they weren't comfortable, to quote them. They, quote, weren't comfortable bringing him in. In other words, he told them no, right, and went to another NFC contender. Do you really think if he had said he wanted to play there, they would have been so uncomfortable? Me neither. NFL trade deadline number 3 Tuesday at 4. Patriots reportedly ready to listen on, quote, almost everyone. They don't win against the Bills this weekend, and I happen to think they will. Belichick's just going to take that apart and maybe try to go for Trevor Lawrence. And who knows, maybe Trevor Lawrence pulls a John Elway and Eli Manning and winds up getting away from the Jets and somehow in New England. I don't know. 2, yesterday marked the anniversary of the 2014 Madison Bumgarner run through the World Series. This dude threw 5 shutout innings to close out Game 7 on 2 days rest after he threw a complete game shutout. Does Kevin Cash know about this? I'm still irrationally angry at what happened in that game the other night. And I've heard so much justification of the taking out of Snell with people saying it wasn't the guy he took out, it was the guy he put in. No, it was the guy he took out who struck out everybody in the Dodgers lineup, who made them look silly, who looked unbelievably strong, who won the Cy Young 2 years ago. You got to read the play on a given night or else just have robots manage the game. Really? I think they should be the home plate umps right now. Why not just have them managed? If that's all you're going to do is go by a script, then you don't need to be human, truly. Number one, Brewers have declined to exercise a $15 million option on Ryan Braun. He says he might retire. How will you remember this guy? He seemed to be on a Hall of Fame track real easily through his first 3, 4, 5 years. Then he tested positive. Then he threw people under the bus. Remember that whole debacle? He killed the Pirates a number of times. That's what I also remember about him, but not a very savory character. And based on what's happened to his steroid-using brethren, there's zero chance he'll get in the Hall of Fame. All right, coming up, let's talk, I was going to say Penguins-Ravens because I have a Penguins note in front of me. Let's talk Steelers-Ravens. Let's talk about what kind of game we envision here. You can step up to the plate at 412-928-9370. Got Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour, talking about the injury situation and all things connected to the Steelers. It's Cook and Joe. Ron's off today. He'll be back Monday to talk about this game on Pomp and the other guys. Talk to you then. He will anyway. I'll talk to you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.